Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. But we've got our good friend Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. He is in Panama, folks, reporting about a new development down there that's, it's election politics again. Todd, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show. What is going on in Panama? What have you discovered now?
Well, just a little bit of backstory is that Panama has a new president. On July 1, he was inaugurated and immediately began moving on a promise to close, quote-unquote, close the Darien Gap. I am down here to assess how that's going. He immediately, I mean, at his inauguration, asked the Biden administration, Mayorkas was there, the DHS secretary was at the inauguration, for help with the deportation flights. Mayorkas agreed, we'll give you help, we'll help you with money, maybe even some aircraft to help you deport, which is essential as the driving, disincentivizing strategy to make people want to not come through the Darien Gap, which, by the way, is the 70-mile jungle wilderness that connects Colombia to Panama, Central America, South America to North America, basically. So, you know, 1.5 million immigrants have come through there, and this president wants to end it. Ask our president to help him. Our president said yes, but in interviews with officials here in Panama City, it turns out that 2 full months later, they've gotten not a dime. Nobody's helping them. They're getting nothing. They've heard nothing. And the sort of lack of response comes at a moment in time when they expect a big wave of Venezuelans to crash through the Darien on their way to the U.S. because of a new bunch of unrest. So I have a piece out today in the New York Post describing the Biden-Harris administration's failure to follow through. Basically, they're welching on their deal.
That's incredible. Now, again, there was an agreement, but the agreement included money, some kind of money that was going to be paid to Panama. So, again, the taxpayer was going to have to pay for what the government should be doing at our border, right?
Right. The Biden-Harris administration committed a very, very paltry $6 million as a down payment to what the Panamanians want to do. They want to expel large numbers of Venezuelans and Colombians and Ecuadorians back to South America, to their countries in South America. But it's very expensive to do that. They can't do it on their own. I've written in both of my books recommendations for years now that Panama mounts deportation flights operations from its territory with U.S. backing, and also that they do flights out of Colombia and Costa Rica. All three countries simultaneously would shut that gap down completely. Nobody would be coming through it anymore. But this is a golden opportunity for the Biden administration to actually do that and shut the gap down. A major source of terrorism, criminal aliens, people that we don't know nothing about from all over the continent of Africa, all over the Middle East and the Eurasian Muslim majority countries, all pouring through here. It's in the U.S. national interest, the national security interest, to shut this thing down before something bad happens. But they're not doing it. Why aren't they doing it? It's probably because they have worked for 3.5 years to open up the Darien Gap, to maximize the flow, to turn what was really a kind of a country lane into a major superhighway straight to the U.S. southern border. That's what they want to do. That's what they've worked to do. That's what their base wants them to do in the Democratic Party. And I think that they don't really, their heart's not in it. And that's why they're not doing anything. So my piece today just holds them to account. Where's the money? Why are you welching?
Now, up here in the campaign, we're hearing from Kamala that she's going to be tough on the border, that she's going to secure the border. Why aren't they doing it now? We see what they're doing. The question is, why are they that anti-American?
They could have shut this border down on day one. Instead, they opened it up. Their policy, official government strategy, first time ever in the history of the country, actually in the history of any country that has ever existed through time or any current country that exists now, to just 100% open up the border, accept all comers into the country immediately, to be dealt with, at some future date, which of course is never going to happen because there's like 10 million of them in now. That's what the policy is. So this thing that Panama wants to do runs totally counter to what the administration wants to do. Now, what the Harris campaign is saying about being tough on the border is, in my opinion, completely bogus. It's a lie. It's just politics because the polls are showing a major liability for the campaign on this issue. So they're saying what they have to, kind of like in the closing days of the Biden campaign in 2020, all of a sudden he was in favor of fracking in Pennsylvania, right? And then, of course, we know what happened after that. There's no fracking going on. Oil leases all canceled and that sort of thing. And that's what we're looking at here. A little bit of tough talk, but no action. And there won't be any action if she wins. I believe that that Harris and Biden do not want to follow through on setting up deportation operations in Panama, because if she wins, she's going to have to unwind all of it. And it'll be in a big public, ugly way. Why are you unwinding? Why are you withdrawing air assets and cash, et cetera, after you're president? And that's just something they don't want to have to do. So it's better to just hope nobody remembers that they made a promise just 2 months ago.
That's incredible. So at this point, then, what is Panama going to do? I mean, now that they're not getting the money, I guess they'll just not do anything, and the situation will continue?
The Panamanians are closing some of the trails, and they're diverting traffic to one particular area. But without deportation and expulsions on a large enough scale, the people are just going to be let through, just like always. I'm down here right now. I'm about to go to a camp to interview a bunch of immigrants, and to be full. Buses are loading up. They're busing them all the way up to Costa Rica, to the Nicaragua border, just like they always have. Because they can't deport and expel. It costs too much. They send about one plane a week back to Colombia, to Medellin.
Wow.
And that's not enough. There might be 54 nationals on those planes, on those flights, each week. But thousands are coming in, hundreds every day.
So at this point, we can expect the same situation that we've been seeing for the past 3 years, of more people arriving at the border and more people crossing.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, the numbers that are hitting our border are down, but only because the Biden campaign cut a deal with Mexico for Mexico to beat them up and deport them to their southern provinces, where they created kind of a Gaza Strip down there, won't let anybody out, hundreds of thousands just trapped in southern Mexico, just so that the election campaign optics don't look too terrible. So that's why the numbers are down in Mexico, but Mexico will be off the hook if Harris wins. And they will all come flooding in, starting in Darien, right through Mexico, and then over our border, and it'll be on. And I mean on with a capital O, capital N.
Wow. This is really disturbing. It is really, really disturbing.
Sorry, man. I hate to deliver your bad breakfast happy meal.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think for the past 3 years, we've been delivering bad news.
Yeah,
bad
news, sorry.
It is. Well, my friend, thank you very much for taking time. I know how busy you are down there, but thank you very much for taking time. Folks, we've been listening to our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's down in Panama getting firsthand accounts of what's going on. You be safe, my friend.
Okay, George, people can follow me at our website, cis.org. They're putting all my video up on a page there. You can watch my video. I've been down here already for about 10 days. I'll be down here in the camps and in the jungle for the next few days.
Well, you take care. And again, folks, follow him. Follow him on his webpage at toddbensman.com or the Center for Immigration Studies. Thank you very much, and be safe, my man. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.